obviously we're not aware of all the politics that's been involved. There have been rumours about going to Walsall and Birmingham. But I'm delighted that we are playing at the Rico for obvious reasons. And it's a difficult situation for them, isn't it, for Coventry? But we can't have any sympathy for that.
Has that affected preparation in any way, given pitch sizes, conditions perhaps?
No, nothing. No, thankfully the white stuff is gone. Delighted to get back proper grass and no, preparation's gone fine.
Have you been able to have a full week's training given the weather?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been difficult at times, but you have to cope with that in our winter. No, sorry, we're in the summer now, aren't we?
It's dragged on far too long. Yeah, who can tell anymore?
Yeah, that's right. Like, the weather's been ridiculous, isn't it? But they cope well.
So, in terms of team selection, Dean Furman, how's his face right now?
He's fine. Yeah, he's fine. He was back defending a corner, and he's took a flailing elbow. He's saying to me it was definitely an accident. It wasn't intended, but it was a flailing elbow, and he's had a gash on just the top of his. He's had one stitch. He did go into hospital, but he was released shortly afterwards. So, but he's okay. He's fine. Dean's fine. He's come back in good shape.
And nothing that's going to keep him out of the Reading this weekend.
No, nothing at all.
In terms of perhaps some of the longer term ones, Dave Sayers, how's his recovery coming along?
Dave was yesterday. Was a good sight. Doing straight line running, and if there's no reaction from today, from yesterday, he will do what they call figure of eight running. Obviously, running in circles, so the ankle is stressed on a different ways and checked. But he's coming along fine. He has one little area of discomfort, and we think that's a little bit of fluid which is floating about. If it's only that little bit of fluid, then he's on. That's okay. That can be dealt with fairly quickly. But the ligaments seem very strong.
So when would you like to see him back then?
Yesterday.
When will he be back then?
I think he might be back with David. 2 or 3 days training, real intense training. He'll be ready for games. Week on Saturday. Possibly.
Cameron Howison, ask about him. Obviously, he's had his international football as well. How frustrating is it that you have this lad here who you clearly rate because we've spoken about him in the past?
Yeah.
He's not played any football yet.
Yeah, that's true. And we've also brought Dean Furman in as well because we felt that was the right time to do it. I hope he gets his chance because when his chance arrives at the moment... The people in possession are doing particularly well. James Coppinger's doing great in midfield, I must admit, and young John has grabbed his place, so it's difficult to fit him in. But he can play in a... just as an example, James Husband has a problem, hopefully not, then Cameron could play wide on the left as well, just as an example. That's not to say I would do that, but these are the options I could be looking at.
Is he somebody you consider still a long-term prospect here? Obviously, you've got him on loan right now. Are you still looking at him as a future one, maybe?
Oh, yeah, most certainly, alongside John as well. So it's an option we're thinking about. Obviously, Burnley wanted him to come here to play games. And they'll be fully... I've made them fully aware of what the situation is about... obviously, Sean would like him to play, but at the end of the day, if the team's doing well and he can't get in the team, that's the way it is.
Is it too early to broach the subject then with Everton about Lundstrom for next year? Has it already been done?
Yeah, too soon. Far too soon.
Is everybody else available for Coventry?
No, Paul Quinn. Paul Quinn, he had a slight injury problem. Top of his backside after Scunthorpe. And unfortunately, he's had a bereavement in the family this week up in Scotland. So Paul's actually up in Scotland at the moment. So he's getting time off to deal with that situation.
Robbie Blake has left the football club this week. Thoughts on that? Reasoning behind that?
The real reason, can I say?
A
surplus to requirements, basically. Robbie wouldn't be involved from now to the end of the season. We give that option to him, and he's taken up that option. He's made that decision.
But clearly, he was somebody that's never really featured in the first team here this year.
This season, really. I don't know how many games has he played prior to me coming, but I think there's only... He hasn't started for me. He's come on a sub, I think, once, but when the time is there, it's the time is there.
T- Does this maybe move Danny Webber a bit nearer the first team then? Is he still in the plans?
Danny's been still training with us, yes. Still training with us. He's a great pro. He's a good lad to work with, really good lad. And I think he's enjoyed coming in training with us. But the commitment is still 50-50 at the moment. It's not really sorted out.
Right, so there's no sort of contract, it's just a gentleman's agreement right now, he trains.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, it's exactly right.
So, you spoke to us after the Scunthorpe game and said, look, it's unlikely you're going to be doing anything in the loan market. Does that remain the same?
That remains the same, but Lee Fowler, we've had a request from Macclesfield for Lee Fowler to go there on loan, and that's been granted, subject to the financial deal going through, being agreed. And we've had a request from Halifax for Jordan Ball. So, again, that will be something we agreed today, I think. Well, it has to be agreed today, obviously. So them's the only two things that's happening on deadline day at Doncaster.
Is it something you agree with, all this loan window business, or would you like it just to go back to how it was when you could do what you want when you wanted?
Well, I'd like the original one, most certainly. I think there's two points to look at. With this current system, what you've got is what you've got for 6 months, and you have to work with that. And I think that's good. In many ways, that will make you work harder with the players. But the other option, the previous system, you were able to move players on whenever you liked. And if you're and being a smaller club or even a big club, you can sell a player to improve other things in other departments of the team. Mm. So I suppose it's a 50-50 choice for me which system I prefer to be on.
So, twice in the past couple of months, you've faced sides who sadly have had severe financial problems, Coventry being the latest, Portsmouth recently. Mm. It's a sad indictment, isn't it, of where the game is right now, in a lot of areas?
It's disgraceful what's happened, them clubs. One word for it. Who's allowed it to happen? There's only one person signed a cheque. And what are their responsibilities? Who do they answer to? Shouldn't be allowed to happen. On the football side, remember, we've taken a lesson from Portsmouth, because second half they did very, very well against us. And all them players are playing for their football careers, so they want to showcase themselves, and I'm sure it'll be the same case with Coventry.
It brings about an unfair balance, though, because there's obviously Doncaster Rovers who are living within their means and obviously have made cutbacks this year, but other clubs aren't doing that, so it doesn't make it the fairer playing field.
Relegation, automatic. It's got to be. It's got to be automatic relegation, not necessarily to the league below either. It might be the league below that. In Germany, if you go €1 over £6 million in overdraft, you're relegated that day. You'll finish the season, but you are relegated that day. That's the Bundesliga. €1 over £6 million in debt, relegation.
So presumably then you think that the authorities should be doing more and should take actually a tougher stance here, because people talk about the German model in lots of different ways in a positive sense now, don't they? And that's maybe something that could be done.
You cannot overspend. You're just not allowed to overspend. We have got financial fair play. How far that will stop people overspending. But the big clubs have found ways of doing ways around it. I know for a fact, I know some players, some people who are staff working at big, big clubs, and what's happening to their positions. They're employed by somebody else.
I was going to say, there's this view from within football that actually it might not make that much difference when it comes down to it.
It would if you're relegated, or threat of relegation. I mean, look, I think I'm not saying anything wrong with the football. Look, the conference, for example. Conference League, very, very proactive in dealing with things. Look what happened to Boston. They refused them entry into the league because of dealings that weren't right. I mean, there was a decision to be made. We wanted it made within 24 hours, and it was. So if the conference can do it and be proactive like that, I'm sure rules can be brought in to make people who are overpaying suffer.
Those that sign the cheques and keep the team ticking over, clearly there needs to be tougher punishments for them. Do you have sympathies for the Stephen Presses of this world, or managers that get parachuted into these situations and have to deal with all that mess as well as picking the team?
Yes, it's and he's been at Coventry as well. He's seen what probably the past was like, or how good a club it was in the past. But it's a tough call for him. I must admit, it's a tough call to come in and turn it. They're no threat of relegation, really, are they? Even if they get a 10-point deduction, I don't think they'll be near relegation. He ain't going to fight against that.
So the current crop, then, they've had a funny season, haven't they? Couldn't buy a win, then couldn't stop winning, and now it's somewhere in between.
Yeah, inconsistency, I suppose. And but they've still got talented players in the team. There's no doubt about that. And we have to be aware of what their strengths and weaknesses are.
You can go into this one, though, safe in the knowledge that your away form this year has been superb, and you can rely on that.
Blistering, yeah, without a doubt. It was blistering form we've had away from. And the team is set up that way because we're good at it. The quality of the goals last week was excellent, I must admit. It's, the third one, if you look at it again, there's so many good things to come out of it. Involved in that, timing of run, weight of pass, support, everything about it, was a quality goal.
How definitive a time is the bank holiday period where you face two games in a very short space?
I think it's a three-game week, isn't it? I think it's a three games. Delighted the game's on Friday. We've moved it forward to Friday because we give that extra day rest. And then it's an early kick-off on Monday. And then it's the games we're playing against, isn't it? It's just Swindon and Tranmere's. That's what makes it a big week.
So how important is it then that things stay in your hands? You are the masters then of your own destiny, because obviously a bit further down the track you've got Brentford too, or another side who are similarly challenging.
Yeah, we are in control, and we like being in control. I most certainly like being in control of this situation. It's a pleasure to do it. It's a pleasure to be where we are. I'd rather be here than chasing. I've said that for a long time. When we hit the top, we want to stay at the top, and generally we've done that, haven't we?